This is Dr. Mejia dictating for patient Luis Quinones, medical records 117-995-012-16-1983, referring physician Dr. Tanya Haber, H-A-B-E-R, procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedures, NER, cardiac polypectomy, biopsies, date of the procedure, January 14, 2022, indications, history of ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild colitis, number 2, cecal polyps, pure paragraph, depth of insertion, cecum, complication non-immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph, open procedure, aspirate colonoscopy, template, pure terminal ileum was also examined, pure paragraph. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period, sigmoid descending colon, mild colitis, period, paragraph, spinal flexure transverse colon, mild colitis, period, paragraph, hepatic flexure ascending colon, mild colitis, period, paragraph, in the cecum, there's mild colitis, period, there's two small polyps, C-cell about 5 millimeters, removal of neck, cardiac polypectomy, period, paragraph. Note that there's erythema, mild edema, mild subepithelial hemorrhages throughout the mucosa of the colon from the rectum all the way to the cecum. Paired biopsies taken from the right colon, transverse colon, and left colon, period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, continuous sulfasalazine. Number 3, we'll consider a short course of steroids given patient is still symptomatic. We will follow up clinically. Period. Patient is to follow up in GLFs in 2 to 3 weeks. Period. Paragraph. Patient is to repeat colonoscopy for ulcerative colitis surveillance in 2 years. Period.